أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه، قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون، إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. قل يا عباد الذين آمنوا اتقوا ربكم، للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وأرض الله واسعة، إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين، وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين. قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم. قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني، فاعبدوا ما شئتم من دونه. قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة، ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين. لهم من فوقهم ظلل من النار، ومن تحتهم ظلل، ذلك يخوف الله به عباده، يا عباد فاتقون. What the one who devotes himself in the worship of Allah Ta'ala in the hours of the night and day, sometimes standing up, adoring Allah Ta'ala and praising Him for His favors and bounties, longing, sometimes praising Allah Ta'ala for His favors and bounties, fearing the hereafter and longing for the mercy of His Rabb. So can the ones that understand be the same like the ones who do not understand? It is only the people of understanding that take heed. One is a little child, he doesn't understand, and he doesn't understand consequences. And there is the other person who understands. He knows wrong from right. He knows good from bad. He knows haram from halal. He knows benefit from loss. So a little child that doesn't understand these things, can he be the same to the one who understands all these things? So the one that understands the hereafter, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consequences that will result thereafter, going to Jannah and Jahannam, the one that understands it, and it is so vivid before him, is this person. And the one who is disconcerned, who doesn't believe in the hereafter, can both be the same. The one that knows, and the one that doesn't know, obviously they can't be identical and the same. Qanit is that person, in this verse, who's devoted himself in the worship of Allah Ta'ala in the hours of the night. Qanit refers to that person who does not allow his eyes to wander at the time of Salah, or his limbs to wander around, fidgeting away, or he doesn't allow his mind to deliberately wander away. So there is conformity and harmony between the mind, the tongue, as well as the limbs. All are in total unison and conformity in the devotion of Allah Ta'ala in the hours of the night, whether it is after Maghrib, before Isha, or after Isha, any time until before Fijr. But he is concerned about the hereafter. He is not disconcerned and disinterested. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Say, O my servants, O my believing servants, fear your Rabb, for those who do good in this world is an excellent reward. And the earth of Allah Ta'ala is spacious, and indeed those who who are patient, they will receive their reward without measure. Those who patiently persevere, remain constant in obedience, then they will receive the rewards without measure. Allah Ta'ala says here, وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةٌ, that you see a place not conducive and not deeni friendly, then move away to a place where you will find it to be deeni friendly, you'll be able to practice your deen. So this is not a valid complaint that the surrounding is bad, therefore I'm consumed with the surrounding. One place is not conducive for your deeni affairs, deeni matters and obligations, then move on to a place which you will find conducive and deeni friendly. And remember the little difficulty that you go through, this is not unrecorded, it's all in record. And the ones who patiently persevere, they will receive the rewards without measure. On the day of Qiyamah, people did good works, their works will be measured, and accordingly they will get their reward. The ones that performed namaz, did charitable works, etc., then their deeds will be measured, and accordingly they will gain their rewards. But those who patiently persevere, remain constant, consistent in their righteous works, then this class of people, they will receive their rewards without measure. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ وَنَا عَبُدَ اللَّهِ, say, I have been commanded that I serve Allah Ta'ala purely for Him. I devote myself purely for Him. And I have been commanded that I be the first of those who submit themselves before Allah Ta'ala. Say, if I do disobey Allah Ta'ala, then I fear the punishment of a mighty day. Say, it is Allah who I worship with my sincere devotion. So worship whatever you wish besides Him, for indeed the real losers are those who have brought loss to themselves or who have lost themselves and their household on the day of Qiyamah. This indeed is a great and evident loss. For such Jahannamis will be layers of fire from above them and from beneath them. With this does Allah Ta'ala warn His servants, so my servants do fear me, and those who abstain from worshipping wrong, they abstain from shaitanic worship and disobedience to Allah Ta'ala, and turn in humility towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and for them is good news. So give the good news to my servants, those who listen to the word of Allah Ta'ala, and then they follow the best. What is meant, that they listen to the word of Allah Ta'ala and follow the best. It's either the word of Allah Ta'ala, that is the Quran and the Hadith, which all of it all together is the best. Or to also explain in this manner, they listen to the word and they only take that on that is the best. Sometimes an act is permissible, there is no doubt about the impermissibility. But there is a level that is even better, liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will adopt that path. Someone receives an injury, to retaliate to the extent of the injury that is received is permissible. But to forgive that person that has injured you is even better. So they listen to the word and they follow the best. These are the ones who receive the guidance of Allah ta'ala, and they are the ones of intelligence, those who take the path that is better. Then Allah Ta'ala grants them divine guidance, that special guidance, what to do in which type of circumstance is enjoyed by this class of people who look not only for the permissibility, but the level that is even better, that is what is liked by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So they enjoy this divine guidance. Then the one against whom the decree of punishment is due, is he the same to the person who abstains from wrong? Will you be able to save those in Jahannam and deliver them to safety? But for those who fear standing before their Rabb, will be mansions above them and mansions below them. For those who fear standing before their Rabb, will be mansions above them. Mansions one above the other, تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, beneath them will be rivers flowing. And such is the promise of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala doesn't fail to keep His promise. Don't you see that Allah Ta'ala sends down the rain from the heavens, then He leads it to the springs beneath the earth. Then He brings out crops of various colors, all different type of colors, varieties. Then after all this attraction and all this beauty, then these crops then wither, and you will see them turning yellow, and then they dry up to dry stubble. So this is life. You grow up, the beginning of life is so attractive, you are so powerful, good looking, and then slowly you begin to wither away, turning away, and then eventually you disintegrate into the earth. So what is needed to be done is to see that will remain and that will last. That is righteous works, good character, good values. These are the things that will remain. The rest of yourself will all dry up, wither away, disintegrate into the earth. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَى. In this is a message for the people of intelligence.